You are listening to the Men's Ministry Roundtable Podcast. This is a ministry of Christian Assembly Church in Los Angeles, California. I am your host, Marvin Enriquez, and this is how we get down.
Well, welcome back to another exciting edition of the Men's Ministry Roundtable Podcast.
Good morning.
My name is Marvin, and this is November 17th, 2022. And we're coming at you live from the podcast studios in the fabulous Eagle Rock neighborhood.
You know what? That is a stretch when we say the podcast studios. If I'm looking around and I see Dodger paraphernalia.
Hey, listen, I can decorate the podcast studio any way I want.
CLP Pickleball Champion.
That's right. That's me, baby.
There has to be a backstory.
Hey, yes. So we're meeting in my office, and we added some microphones, and now it's become the podcast studios of the men's ministry.
I don't see Laker paraphernalia here.
The Lakers are not doing very well this year, so we're going to eliminate that. But there is a Magic Johnson little bobblehead up there, if you notice carefully. See?
Why is he wearing a Dodgers thing?
Because he owns the Dodgers. Hey, my name is Marvin Enriquez, and this is the Men's Ministry Roundtable Podcast. The voices that you hear are George Hot Flash Fernandez.
Good morning.
George, you are dressed very dapper this morning. You've got a hot date later or something?
I do. No, I was invited to a really wonderful luncheon today, so I'm looking forward
Lakeside?
To it.
Robert, you didn't get invited. Robert, did you get invited to this wonderful luncheon? I did not get invited to this wonderful luncheon.
We just had the Taco Tuesdays.
Taco Tuesday for us.
Robert, I'm consistently late. I said always late, but he's not always late. He is Robert. I'm consistently late, Concepcion. You're not consistently late?
No.
George?
You are, but you're getting... It's not as much...
It isn't. And that's why
it's
I...
It's not heavy lateness, if that's such
heavy
a...
Heavy lateness.
Whatever that means.
I don't know.
And that's why I reduced it from always late to consistently late.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
So I downgraded you.
Always is consistent.
Or upgraded you. Yeah, that? See? You were always late, but now you're not always late. You're consistently late.
I don't know about consistently.
Maybe next time will be you're sporadically late.
The gift of being consistently late.
That's right. That's a gift. You're consistent. Maybe next time you'll be sporadically late, and then you'll move on to, you know, maybe once in a while you're late. That's on you.
Maybe.
We'll see. Well,
so one day it'll be Robert, maybe late Concepcion.
Guys, to all of you who are listening, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you. Don't drive off the road. This is a show that's built for you, designed
for
you.
Family friendly.
Family friend. Well, sometimes.
For the first
there
weeks,
are there are moments where you know there's a PG rating that has been addressed or assessed to our podcast.
And who did the assessing?
Tommy Walker Ministries.
That's right. Yes. If you haven't listened to that one, that was a few years ago.
Go back and listen to Tommy Walker. He almost walked out of our podcast.
Never seen a grown man cry.
Speaking
like that.
Of dirty talk,
That's what
we in the business call a segue. See, that's what I did.
And then you look at George. Why is that? Speaking of dirty talk, and then you go over there looking at George.
He is known as the inappropriate pastor.
Okay, well.
Did I ever tell you the story of Keith Jenkins riding to the retreat for the first time?
Please say.
I went to the airport at
Pikachu. Oh, we know this
place. I went to the airport to pick up Keith Jenkins. I asked George if he would ride with me. So we go to the airport, pick up Keith, and then we're going to drive up to the retreat center, right? So we've got...
That's a long ways.
Yeah, LAX to...
2 hours driving.
LAX to retreat, two and a half hours, plus we stopped for lunch. So it was a three-hour excursion. In those 3 hours, Keith had never met George prior to this in his life. Okay. So you imagine meeting someone for the very first time.
You're just chilling.
Half flash.
But you think that you're meeting someone for the first time, especially someone who's a pastor. You put on your best foot forward, right? He always does. You talk spirituality. You talk about...
What did George talk about?
I don't remember what George talked about.
Okay.
The only thing I do remember is when Keith got out of the car at the retreat center, he said... Please don't ever have me ride with Pastor Inappropriate ever again. I feel like my spiritual level just got downgraded by two notches in this three-hour ride.
He actually said that. Stop it.
He called him Pastor Inappropriate.
And he actually said, "Don't let me ride with
him." No.
Come on.
No, this is Tom Hughes Jr. who embellishes these stories.
He did call me. He did call him Pastor Inappropriate.
Okay, George, what
do you remember what you said to Keith?
What made him say that?
I don't remember. Probably something
inappropriate.
Probably inappropriate.
You people?
No. But he was people from Oregon. No, he was. We'll just leave it at that. We have a good relationship. He's actually reached out to me a couple times. So
yeah,
yeah.
Invited you to speak up in Oregon.
Not speak, but share some material.
Just
with
like
him.
The convention invitation. Yeah.
Well, listen.
That would have been a good.
Like I said, speaking of dirty talk, I read a recent report that a man in Iran. A man in the Middle East was 94 years old, and he had not taken a bath in over 2 decades. So
why would you even look this up?
I didn't look it up. It just came up on the news feed. 20 years.
Decades?
Decades. That's so ridiculous. Over 20 years, this man had not bathed. And he called himself, or the people called him, the dirtiest man. They tried to take him to the river to take a bath.
Just a little dip.
This is not even true.
This is fake news. This is completely true. Look it up. You can Google this. They tried to take him to the river to take a bath, and he ran out of the car. He was so afraid that if he took a bath, that he would wash away whatever
natural
protection oils he had on him or whatever, and that he would die. He was 94 years old. They finally convinced this poor man to take a bath. And guess what happened?
He died.
He drowned?
No. He didn't drown. He just died. He was known as the world's dirtiest man, and he died after getting his first bath in over 20 years.
Mark, stop that.
That's true. You can really? Google it. Wow. True story. Yeah. Question for you. What's the longest that you've ever gone without taking a bath?
Boy, it has to be like the college days or something, you know?
Like
something
a day.
No, it's been more than a day.
Do you remember one time we talked about, I think you said, oh, we're going to go hiking.
Yes.
Or you're going to go camping in, what's a place by, like the other way, Palm Springs?
Joshua Tree. I've been there.
And I said,
no running water. No running water.
It'll be a couple days.
Yeah.
I can't do that. I cannot go without
a shower. I've been camping in Joshua Tree. There's no running.
I take 2 showers a day.
There's no running water. So the week.
Yes, I do.
You wouldn't go a weekend without bathing if you're camping?
No. That's why I don't. That's the reason I don't go camping. I can't. I take a shower every night before I go to bed. I take a shower in the morning.
Do you really?
Absolutely.
Well, what happened in between? I mean, you just slept.
Don't you know we're in a drought?
Where do you get dirty?
No, I take
your bed?
No, I take a shower before I go to bed.
That's what I mean.
Be clean.
Yeah. Okay.
And then in the morning to get ready for work. Like, I don't come here with
you
bed.
Didn't get dirty and well, we were sleeping. What the? Oh, okay. All right. Well, now.
What'd you say?
We were talking about.
What'd you
speaking
say?
Of dirty.
Speaking of dirty.
Is this working? Is this on?
All right. Yeah. All right. You can close the door.
No.
So one day, George, that's it though? George, one day?
Yeah, what? I'm sure in my life I've gone. I've been sick. I'm sure there's been.
Don't growl like that.
A couple of days.
Come on.
A couple of days.
It's really hard for me, seriously.
How about you, Robert? What's the longest?
Oh. 2 days.
2 days?
2-3 days?
In all your life.
Well, you know, in college.
In your 68 years of life.
68, right?
He's not, he's 63. No way. Seriously?
2 days, that's it?
Yeah.
Well, because he had a butler and a lady who would clean him.
No, you have a butler.
Yeah, no, you
have a lady that cleans you?
No. Used to, what? Yes.
The house?
No, he cleans you.
You told me you had
your body. Cleans your body.
You called her the sponge bath lady in Manila.
George.
Wait, isn't that true that when you took all the pastors to the Philippines, you got them sponge baths?
Yes. Hey, pastor! Pastor!
No. We went to get a massage.
Oh.
Yes.
But
and a sponge bath with
included? Well, it was a big room. It wasn't like cubicles.
All in one room?
Yeah, all the guys in the one room.
Okay.
All the guys in
Thailand?
One room. Thailand? No. This is Philippines. So, you know, there was nothing. Nothing happened.
Of course not. No. No hanky panky.
Right?
No, I know.
So, so it was a spa. So after that, we went the sauna and then the.
So who was the sponge?
Jacuzzi.
Who was the sponge bath nurse?
What are you talking
you
about?
You were a teenager.
All right. So 2 days. So when I was in the military, we did some exercises where we were out in the field for I think 5 or 6 days.
Five?
No.
Yeah.
I still can't picture you.
No running water.
Doing that.
Yeah.
You hear a dog barks and you jump. So I just can't picture you with a rifle doing some sort of.
Yeah, but it was 5 or 6 days that I went without a bath.
So you guys are just smelling right.
Oh, horrible.
So where'd you guys sleep and where'd you guys?
Tents, sleeping bags.
And where'd you guys go to the restroom?
You dig a hole.
Oh, okay. That's,
you have a little shovel. You dig
ridiculous.
A hole.
No.
Yes.
All right. We need
no brushing teeth. None of that. No deodorant.
You have water. You have water. No, I had wipes, and you wipe yourself down, and you have deodorant. I mean, you have personal hygiene items. I had a toothbrush. And you had
your hair.
Yeah, but you're wearing head, right? No, you're wearing a hat, and you have your shaved head. Yeah.
Oh, I can't. Yeah, that just is not.
You shave your beard?
Yeah, you're allowed to shave, or you're supposed to shave. No, those 5 or 6 days, I don't remember if I shaved every day that week.
Yeah, how do you? What do you have? A mirror?
You do. Yeah, you guys carry little mirrors.
That just seems okay.
Yeah. But that was probably the longest I've ever gone. And that's, yeah, that was pretty disgusting.
When you've gone hiking.
Pretty disgusting. I've gone camping, not hiking.
Camping, sorry. Yeah. When you've gone camping, what's the longest?
Joshua Tree, 3 days, weekend. Yeah, 2 nights.
Yeah, it's hard to do.
Two nights. Well, that particular trip in Joshua Tree, we had no running water. So we just, yeah. Yeah, no, there's restrooms. There's restrooms, but there's just those, you know, those outhouse style restrooms where you just have a hole in the ground and you just drop it.
Okay, we need to move on.
And it smells like the worst thing you've ever smelled in your life. All right, you have to do what you have to do.
This man then, I mean...
Yeah, this man died.
What do you think? He smelled like what?
Oh, gosh. I mean, if the whole town in Iran?
Both those places. Yeah.
The whole town.
They were encouraging go in water. Wanted
him to go
please.
In the river. He must have been smelling up the whole town. Hey guys, thanks so much for listening. We have officially that's the segues I did.
Yes.
We have officially surpassed 9,800 listens to the men's ministry. That's crazy to me. We're close to 10,000. And I want to say this. Guys have been asking. They've been clamoring for a listener-only barbecue. I got an email.
Clamoring.
I got an email from Lewis Lee. Lewis, thank you so much for listening. He said, I've been a faithful listener since episode number one.
Lewis.
When is your barbecue? I said, Lewis.
Wow, okay.
Thank you so much for listening. Right. Shout out to Lewis. When we hit 10,000 listens, which will be probably after...
And you know what? And we start getting the t-shirts that we ordered.
We ordered t-shirts?
You know we ordered in the hats of men's podcast.
Hot Flash.
Hot Flash.
Always late.
Oh, it'll say Hot Flash Fernandez, consistently late Concepcion.
And then what's for you?
I don't know.
Iran.
Iran so far. Hey, Lewis, thanks so much for listening. When we hit 10,000 listens, we will officially tell you about a listener party. That's probably going to happen soon because it's going to happen after this episode. So maybe in January we'll throw away a barbecue
we'll go to the
at
club.
We'll go to Robert's house.
Yeah, or the club.
Or to your club.
We can.
Yeah.
Great. Listener party. Stay tuned for that. All right. But help us to spread the word, though. Please share this episode with a friend. Just say, hey, listen to these guys.
Yeah, this is starting off. This is a good one. This is one of our better ones. Very good.
If you're still listening, thank you. And you can always email us at men@cachurch.com.
We didn't even pray.
All right. You know what? That's the problem. We did not pray.
That is so weird because we are so consistent in that. Three pastors in one room and we didn't do it. Wow.
That's the problem. We did not pray. Okay. Well, George, tell us what's happening in the world of finance.
Well, there is a very major fraud being investigated right now for crypto. And looks like this person may have...
Is that the CBD? TBT?
FTX.
FTX.
CBD is not a crypto.
ABC.
ABC?
There's about $1 billion or $2 billion. Yeah, unaccounted for.
Yeah, I read about in the news.
Is that going to affect Bitcoin and all that because of what he's done?
Well, I think they try to tie in those things, but no, because it's really, my understanding, he's really like a hedge fund that people gave him money to manage, and he invested in, you know, a lot of different cryptocurrencies and other things, but it's a big deal.
Sounds like a bailout to me.
Well, he was, his office, I think, was in the Bahamas, think about it, it's a tax haven, and, you know, it would have been red flags.
So the point of it is, do not invest in MTX?
FTX.
Well, not
late now, but
a little late now, yeah.
But I guess
if you did invest in FTX,
wait a minute, who's investigating that? It can't be
SEC?
SEC, because it's unregulated.
FBI.
Who's investigating
it? Probably will be the FBI initially. The SEC will probably get involved to see if there's any, you know, irregularities. But there's a lot of red flags that no one.
Well, that's the whole thing from crypto. It can't be
no,
regulated.
But I don't. The underlying assets that he invested in were crypto, but I think he was just, in essence, like a hedge fund.
Yeah.
But because I think he was in the Bahamas, that he was away from having the SEC having their...
Well, if you lost some money in FTX, George is happy to talk to you about how to reinvest some of those funds. Happy to talk to him. So thanks for bringing us that. Hey, guys, today is November 17th. You know what that means?
November 17th?
Yes.
Yes.
The Good Shepherd Shelter Luncheon.
That is today as well. But also what that means is that in 3 days, we are starting the World Cup.
A month away before Christmas. Okay.
So the World Cup is soccer, right?
World Cup is indeed soccer. It's the greatest. It's the greatest sporting event in the world.
Yes.
Most watched. Yep. Yep. Most followed. Yes. Most talked about. Ooh, and we're going to talk about it on this show.
Okay. So
is this like the Olympics every 4 years?
Every 4 years, there's a World Cup. Is in Qatar?
You are having a tough morning. Yeah. Iran?
Iran. No. Is it called Qatar?
Qatar.
Qatar.
Colossae.
He couldn't say Colossae last night. He kept calling it Colossae.
Colosseum? Colossae?
Dude, I'm still...
Turn to the book of Colossae.
I have a sleep deprivation. Just like
Thessalonians 14.
I have sleep deprivation.
So. Are you excited about the World Cup? Who's your favorite country?
Who's your favorite country? Or who do you think's going to win?
Yeah, who do you think's going to win?
I don't even know who's any good.
Well, who do you think...
Argentina?
Argentina's very good. Spain? Yes. Spain is very good. Germany's very good. All these countries. Germany. So who's your favorite country?
Always. What?
Who are you rooting for?
Well, I was root for United States. I know.
We don't have a chance. We
don't
have a chance. We have a good young team. We have a very good team.
Wait. But when you say you have a chance.
Hey.
A chance because we're entering.
We have one in 30.
Like, is this like the hockey?
Bought a lottery ticket for the Powerball of the $2 billion draw.
Hey, I had a chance. So Man and Altadena won that thing.
Could we finish in the top 8?
Yes.
Really?
I believe so. Wow. I think our team is that good. Somebody right now is driving off the road saying, no way. But how many countries can win one?
How many countries are in?
32. So we have a 1 in 32 chance of winning. Easy.
So you think if we were to finish in the top 8, that would be a successful...
Absolutely. That would be one of our most... Yes. I don't think
Have we ever gone... What's the best we've ever...
I think 8. No, maybe 4. Maybe semis.
We went to the final four?
Maybe. But like in the 1930s.
You get a consolation prize?
Okay. No.
No?
No, there's
it's not like fantasy football.
No. There is a third place. There is a third place game. So this is the only sport where they do the semis.
So third and fourth play.
Yeah.
See, it's soccer.
Yeah. And you can also...
you get an award for being in third
You can
play.
Also end sense. In a tie. That is also
That's
soccer.
Every 4 years, man. You got to get something.
Okay. So I figured, since the World Cup is happening, we're going to play a little game. It is Name That Player. So I'm going to name...
Oh, it says name the country.
Yes.
Yeah, well, sorry.
What game are we
name
playing?
Name the country. So I'm going to give you the name of a player, and you are going to tell me the corresponding country that player plays for.
Oh, boy.
The first person to correctly answer...
One. Robert, I know nothing
Should we
this.
Say three or should we say five?
Oh, my gosh. Dude, I got to go and...
Okay. The first person to correctly answer three... will win a all-expense-paid lunch on me. Okay?
All-expense. We're at the Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday, yeah. We're going to go fish tacos in Altadena. By the way, shameless plug, if you guys need 99 cent tacos, go to Altadena. There's this place that sells fish tacos for 99 cents on Tuesdays.
Yes, and not one, seven. Seven for 99 cents. That'll tell you.
Very delicious.
Yes.
Fresh.
And after you eat, what happens to you? What's the famous line?
The world's dirtiest man in the world.
No. What happens from your favorite movie?
Oh, I've had diarrhea since Easter.
That's what will happen.
Hey, listen. I can't promise what happens before or after. All I can tell you is you'll enjoy going down.
Going down where?
Your stomach.
Yes.
Back to our game. You guys are sidetracking.
Selling the Powerball ticket. So
this one doesn't count.
Why?
So, for example, I will say... And I'll give you the first one, George. This is a freebie.
Okay.
I will say Cristiano Ronaldo, and you'll say?
True. No. Is he Argentinian?
Brazil.
No, Brazil.
Are you kidding me? I thought this was an easy one.
No, I know he's a handsome dude. He's like, keeps himself in good shape and all that, but I don't know where he's from.
Portugal.
See?
No.
Yes, Cristiano Ronaldo plays for Portugal.
No, he speaks Portuguese.
Oh my goodness, we're going to suck.
Okay, all right, I'll give you your freebie. I had one freebie for each of you guys. Obviously, that wasn't a freebie. Here's your freebie, Neymar.
Neymar what?
Neymar what?
How do you name a guy with one name?
Neymar what?
I got one for you, Madonna. Italy. I don't
Wait, you guys Neymar? Don't know Neymar?
No.
Who's Neymar?
Brazil.
Neymar. Oh, I had the...
Oh, Neymar.
Nomar Garcia Parra?
Yes, from the Red Sox.
Okay, well, that was supposed to be the freebie. So
okay, I got one for you. Did you know that what his father's name is, Nomar?
Omar?
No.
Ramon.
So his name is Roman Ramon, backwards.
Ramon, not Roman.
No. Backwards. That's how we got Nomar.
No, it's Ramon. Spell it out.
I but know, he did it Roman backwards. That's how he got
it's
Nomar.
It's not Roman. What it's is? Ramon.
Backwards.
But you're saying Roman.
That was his last name, so it's the other one. But it's backwards. Right?
Yes, Ramon backwards is Nomar. You're absolutely right. I don't know where we're going. Guys, if you're still listening.
You gave us two easy ones. One is a one-name guy. How do I know?
He's the most famous. Okay, Lionel Messi.
Argentina.
Oh. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, see, I got that one.
All right, tell you what.
Lil' Kim.
Tell you what.
Lil' Wayne.
Instead of asking you individually, I'm going to say a name. You're going to tell me the country. You just have to buzz in first, okay? So all use right. your buzzers.
Yes.
Okay?
Make sure. Hold on.
Okay. On. Here we go. Number one. Christian Pulisic.
Nick.
Yes.
El Salvador.
Poland.
El Salvador's not even in the World Cup. No, what? It's not Poland.
Czech.
No.
Wait, what's the name?
Christian Pulisic.
Oh, Russia.
No.
I don't know.
USA. He plays for our team.
Dude, that sounds like a...
Well, this could be American.
He's American.
Yeah. Christian Pulisic?
Pulisic, yeah.
Is he good?
Very good.
You pronounce that correctly.
Pulisic. Pulisic.
Who's our best player?
Full of what?
Him, Christian Pulisic.
No. Oh, okay. I think I saw him one time on ESPN.
Okay.
He's good.
All right. Here we go. Ready? Kylian Mbappe.
Africa.
Buzz.
Beep.
Yes.
Nigeria.
No.
Say that again.
Kylian Mbappe. He's a really good player.
England.
It's in Europe. No.
No, it's England?
France. No. France.
See?
France.
See? Well, they always
okay, so far, you guys are 0-0. Okay, here we go. Pablo Martín Páez Gaviria.
Oh, my goodness. España.
Yes! Ding, 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 ding! You got Spain. You got one.
Look at all this stuff.
You got one. Okay.
Because he has eight names.
Robert won.
España.
Jorge 0. Okay. Number 2. Gareth Bale.
King. England.
No.
Darn it.
Close.
What is it?
Gareth Bale.
Well, you can't give hints.
Bale?
I have to give hints because you guys suck at this game. Gareth Bale.
It's hurtful.
Germany.
No, I said close to England.
Oh, wow.
Wales.
What's that even a country?
What do you mean it's not a country? The people of Welsh.
It is part of the United Kingdom.
The people of a Welsh descent take
no,
off
no, no. Welsh descent is different than having a separate country.
All right. Well, they have a team. So Wales. All right. Next one. Luka Modric. Luka Modric.
When you said Luka, I was thinking Croatia, just because it's.
Well, buzz it in.
And
say.
Probably Croatia.
Yes, Croatia.
Oh, all right. All right.
Ding 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 ding. I don't know, but Luka Modric is on it. One to one. Luka Doncic. Yeah.
See.
Okay. Robert Lewandowski. Robert
American.
Lewandowski, no.
Well, we had another guy who had that funky name, and he's American.
Dowski. Ski.
Russia.
Poland.
Yes, Poland. Two.
I had Poland earlier.
You didn't say earlier.
The wrong guy.
Okay, that's two for George, one for Robert. Okay. Karim Benzema.
Why do you say it with your hand like that? Italian.
No.
Italy's got a good team.
Karim Benzema. They're not even in the World Cup. Did you know
they're
that?
Not? No.
It's a major embarrassment for them. They didn't
but
make
they
it.
But they vote?
Yeah. A major embarrassment. It's like the Celtics not making it to the play-in tournament or the Lakers sucking.
Wow. Italy is not even in it?
No, not even in it.
France.
Yes! Karim Benzema, France. 2-2. Okay.
How'd you know that? You guessed.
Because the last African man came from France also, right?
Yeah. He's not African. Benzema is not African.
No, I mean, that just sounds like you said Africa, right? Something
okay,
like
here we go. France. For the win. Thomas Mueller.
Germany.
Yes, Robert for the win. Robert.
Mueller, right? How can you go wrong
all
with Mueller?
Expense paid trip
to...
You get nine tacos.
Nine tacos.
Seven tacos for 99 cents.
Hey, guys, let's cheer on our U.S. national team. They play their first game on the 21st of November. Make sure you watch the games. Against Wales. Against Gareth Bale. And Welsh.
Is that televised?
It is televised.
Does Mexico now, have a team?
Mexico does have a team. Now, the only caveat is the games are happening in Equator.
Wow, this is a different place than the last time. It keeps moving. Where are we going to have the World Cup?
Qatar. Okay, so the games will happen like at 1 a.m., 3 a.m., 5 a.m., some like some weird times like that. So
1 a.m. here?
Yeah. Set your alarm clock.
I'll set my alarm when I'm up walking, taking our puppy outside.
You're up anyway. So
hey, let's talk about your puppy. You got it, right?
Yeah, she's cool. She's sweet.
Yeah?
Very
sweet.
Does
she sleep in your...
She sleeps in her crate, and she sleeps... She does pretty well from 10 o'clock to like 2 or 3 in the morning. So she sleeps 4 or 5 hours.
What do you mean? And then afterwards?
We take her out. No.
At 3 in the morning?
Yeah. We take her out to do, you know, pee-pee. And
who wakes up at 3 in the morning for you? Between you and...
Lisa does. Come on. You think this dude's waking up?
Actually, this guy over here?
He's taking a shower. That's what he's doing. You know, he's taking a shower at 3 in the morning.
Even before he gets up and do something. So he might as well take the dog out.
I take a pre-shower before my shower.
He used to take a shower for a shower.
No, Lisa's awesome. She's the one who spends the most time with her and the training and takes her up. She's really sweet. Kanan's really excited. You know. So yeah, she's an Aussie doodle.
What's the name of it?
Indiana.
Indiana Jones. Indiana from Australia. I don't know how that happened. Yeah, but there you go.
Doodle though.
Hey, so Robert, tell us what's happening in the Men of Christian Assembly, Men of CA world.
Men of CA.
Guys,
don't,
listen.
Don't look down. Don't
listen to this
sheet.
Part, guys. This is important. Well, important stuff. No, Robert's been preparing for this moment all his life.
This is your time.
Yes, go ahead. Your time to shine, baby.
Wow. Men's Gathering is happening January 11th. 2023. You have it 2022 here.
I do. That's a typo. Yeah, 2023, yes.
Oh,
see, that was a trap for me.
No,
it was because you wanted me to read.
That was an honest mistake.
Are you sure? I knew it. See,
that was an honest mistake.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, Men's Gathering is happening January 11th. And why are we excited for this particular Men's Gathering?
We are excited because Randy Remington, who is our Foursquare, is he the leader of Foursquare?
I don't know. You tell me.
Yes, he is a Foursquare.
Wait.
No, Foursquare president. No, what I meant
what
is, he is the president of Foursquare, our denomination.
He is the president. What does that exactly mean?
Well,
you know the bylaws of Foursquare. You know what it means, right?
Well, I'm not. No. Well, see, Foursquare. You were recently.
Well, what are the Foursquares? Tell us that.
This is not a Foursquare denomination.
I know two.
This is a license.
Jesus is king. Jesus is healer.
Yeah.
Jesus the same yesterday, today, forever?
No.
No, that's the verse.
But that's the verse.
Jesus is king. Jesus is healer.
Yep.
Jesus.
Baptizer.
Jesus baptizer.
Lord.
And Savior.
Savior. See?
Yeah.
Those
are the four cardinal points of the Foursquare gospel. But more importantly, Randy Remington, who is the president.
And leader.
And leader. Fearless and he's a leader. Really gifted speaker. You saw him speak before, right?
Yes, he is.
You have not. Oh, you're in for a treat then in January when he comes to speak. We're really excited to have him.
Yep.
He is a good communicator. He's a gifted speaker. Mm-hmm. And this man travels the whole world. And somehow we were able to get him to come to our men's gathering.
That is an honor because Foursquare is really big in a lot of the countries, especially in South America.
Brazil? Well, mostly in Africa.
South America.
No, mostly in Africa.
Really?
Yeah.
No. Tom just said, right? In South America, Brazil.
Brazil,
but it also
is
in
booming.
Also in Equator?
Equator, Qatar, and...
Qatar,
all three of them.
No,
all
no. Three. Yeah. No, but Iran. Seriously, in the African nations, it's big. You're right, in Brazil, it's huge. And but we're excited. We're excited that Randy's coming. Yeah. Randy, if you're listening, we're excited to have you come.
What do you think of the chance?
Randy is not
if he's
listening,
he's not coming.
That's right.
He's going to change plans.
Well, Keith Jenkins might be listening.
Oh,
and,
well.
And you know that
let
Keith
me give you a shout out. Hey, Keith.
Keith and Randy still
listening. Inappropriately listening.
Yeah. Also, we're excited because our high school boys are going to be with us. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Your face is like, that is news to me.
That is news to me.
Yeah.
You're looking like, what boys?
So if you have a high school, if you have a high school
student ministry
son, even a middle school son, bring them on January 11th and they can worship with us. We're going to have special programming that obviously reflects them being with us. And they're going to get a great word from Randy, of course. We'll play some games. We'll worship. We'll have, you know, some kind of treat at the end of it, donuts or something. But it'll be fun.
So... It's only student ministries.
Yeah, I wouldn't bring anybody younger than like 12.
You don't want to go 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And don't bring the dog. I mean, I know.
Don't bring the dog.
Don't bring the dog.
Call her Indy, okay? Just
it's the dog.
Yeah, the dog.
Don't bring the dog. Don't bring the dog. We don't need all that.
We don't need
everyone gets a chance to take her out to pee and poo.
Yeah. Okay, so we're excited for January 11th, Men's Gathering. Guys, make it a point to start the year with the men of CA at the Men's Gathering. And also we're excited because?
There's Consecration Week right after.
The what? Say that again?
Consecration Week.
What is that?
That's a biggie.
Now, the Consecration Week is a chance for us guys to set aside some time in as we face the new year, to be able to set apart our hearts and practice spiritual disciplines.
Okay. And
that was a good save.
I don't know where I didn't know where you were going.
There was so much hand movement.
I didn't know where you were going with that.
I didn't know whether to high five you or to move out of the way.
So how is this going to happen? How is exactly this going to happen?
Say that again, please.
So how are you?
I feel like it's like a debate.
Yeah, repeat the question.
Can I get the etymology?
Do I have a lifeline?
The root word, please.
Yeah, let me first talk about my opponent's voting history.
Wrong.
How exactly is this going to happen?
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's going to be huge.
Huge. How do you spell that, sir? With a Y.
Week of consecration is happening what week? Let's start with that.
Take it, Marvin.
What week?
It's January 15th to 21st.
Okay, so right after the men's gathering, we're calling the guys to a week of consecration. Tell us what do you think that we're going to do this week?
This week?
That week. The week of consecration. The week that we're in question. The week that we're talking about.
This consecration week is going to be a chance for us to... What do you mean, what? No, this is a chance for us to practice spiritual disciplines. This is
like...
fasting, being in the Word, worshiping, being alone, solitude, a lot of the spiritual disciplines we learn in huddle. And this is a chance for us to be able to just be concentrated and...
consecrated, not
well, concentrated. Well, concentrated and concentrated and
we're
concentrated. No, concentrated in the fact that we're facing a new year and we want to be set apart to contend for our families and the things that we have.
That's true. That's true. We want to do that. And the best way to do that is really, we're obviously having fun, but the best way to do that is by being intentional about connecting with God and setting aside our hearts. And so consecration, we're going to provide a guide to help you, a daily prayer guide, a daily reading guide, disciplines that you can practice. And then the Wednesday of that week, we're going to call all the men of Christian Assembly to a day of fasting. Mm. And maybe you fasted before, maybe you haven't.
Just a day.
Just one day. And sun up to sundown, you know, if you want to, you know, once the sun goes down, if you want to have dinner, that's okay. Or however you feel the Lord is inviting you to. We really want it to be a food fast. I know that there's other things that we do, you know, where we give up social media. And those are good. Don't get me wrong. But I think there's something powerful when we set aside time in our day, even if it's not a full day, but to abstain from food. Mm. And we use that time to lean in to the spiritual activities that we're calling ourselves to. So, Consecration Week, we're going to talk more about it at Men's Gathering, but we just want you to be aware of it, January 15th through the 21st. Well, I wanted to spend a few minutes talking about gratitude. I mean, given that it is Thanksgiving week, I'm mm-hmm. sure you guys are all preparing for your festivities. George, you're going to have turkey at your house?
Yep. We're having quite a few people.
Really? Robert, you're going to have lechon at your house?
We are.
See, I guessed it right, and we're gonna have somewhere in between
of guitar,
guitar. We're gonna get our guitars out.
And what are you having?
Turkey.
Turkey.
But we call it pan con chumpe.
Do you fry it?
No.
Wait, what do you call it?
Pan con chumpe.
Machu Picchu.
Pan con chumpe, which is bread with chumpe.
I don't know what chumpe is.
I don't either. You but said it's delicious.
Turkey. No,
it's
turkey. That's not what you call it.
You said pan con chumpe. What? We call the turkey chumpe.
Come on.
Babo?
No. Babo is the actual word for
Babo
it.
Babo is a turkey.
I know,
but that's the actual. The chumpe. Chumpe is like.
What would you say, chumpe? Come here, chumpe.
Well, we don't keep turkeys in our backyard. We go to the store and buy them frozen like you do.
Wait, how do you cook that?
It's a long process. It involves a lot of juices and basting, and it's really flavorful and moist. And then we put that in a bread, and the bread absorbs all of those juices. It is the most delicious thing you've ever had. Pan con chumpe. Look it up.
Can you buy that at a restaurant?
A Salvadoran restaurant. You have to go to a specific...
Oh, now you're El Salvadoran. Before, why you say El Salvadoran?
Well, that's where they make these breads. Pan con chumpe.
So in all of the Salvadoran restaurants, during Thanksgiving, they will have this in their
menu. No, they don't celebrate Thanksgiving in El Salvador. That's an American holiday.
So when do they have this pan con chumpe?
Year-round.
Oh, my goodness.
If and when the turkeys are available. They usually make it with chicken, to be honest. But we make it with turkey, obviously.
Oh.
So... Huh. Yeah.
George?
So what I'm saying is,
going to his house.
Yeah. I want to talk a little bit about living a life of gratitude, a little life of Thanksgiving. I mean, this week, hopefully you'll have some time off. Guys, if you're listening to this, make some space for some time off this week, not just running around.
Another consecration week.
Well, yes, of sorts, right? I tell the kids, you know, obviously they get super excited for the holiday season, and they get super excited to get to Christmas. I'm like, let's not bypass the gift that what a week of Thanksgiving can be. And yes, we ought to have a grateful heart year-round. But this week, as we get some downtime, as we get some time with the Lord, maybe a quiet morning the day after Thanksgiving where all the festivities have taken place and you just get to spend some time with the Lord.
Post-chumpe.
I mean, okay. you're still going to be processing and digesting the chumpe. If you're like me.
And those 99 cents.
If you're like me. You know, you might pray for things and you're like, Lord, I want this job, I want this car, I want this thing, whatever you're praying for, right? And you're asking for this thing. And let's say you get said thing. You get the car, you get the job, you get the whatever. You might be, you know, some of us, you know, you're grateful for like a day or two, and then isn't it always that we focus on the next thing? Hmm. Right? We focus on what's that thing. I mean, like when you were a kid, how long did your Christmas toy last before you were thinking about, oh, this is fun, but I really want this next thing?
You love it for a few days.
Yeah, and I think
when the batteries die out.
When the batteries die out, right? Which is 24 hours, whatever it is. And it's just this consumeristic world that we live in. And I'm not trying to like bash on, you know, it's fine.
Yes, you are. That's okay.
It's okay. But what I'm saying is, let's hold on to this spirit of gratitude, right?
All year round.
That's, you know, because we can do that. We can say, you know, I'll be grateful when, you know, I really want that car. I really want that promotion. I really want this next thing. But what we're saying is we're then making those external circumstances the motivation for our gratitude. Mm. Can we have a grateful heart because of who God is?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because of, you know, if he did nothing more for me, for I will have a grateful heart.
Right.
So we can be two kinds of people. Mark Pickrell said this. We can be people who are grateful now, or we can be people who are grateful when. And I'm encouraging us to cultivate a heart that says, I'm grateful now. What does that look like? I'm grateful for the car I have now, or the no car that I have now, the bus transportation that I get to have. I'm grateful for the roof over our head, whether humble as it may be. I'm grateful now. I'm not suggesting, and
food
I...
Food on the table.
Yeah, food on the table. I'm grateful for now. I'm grateful for the chumpe, as humble as that might be. I'm grateful for the
that I get to shower.
That I get... Hey, there's a man in Iran who didn't get to shower for 2 days.
Not anymore.
He's dead. He doesn't get an opportunity to be dirty anymore. I'm grateful now, right?
I like that. I'm great. That is great. I'm grateful now.
We get to do the podcast. You think about the Israelites, right? What did God deliver them from?
Slavery.
Yeah. So God brought them out of Egyptian slavery.
Gave them freedom.
They crossed the Red Sea. And you know how long it took them before they started complaining? Maybe you've read the story in Exodus. Or maybe you haven't.
3 minutes.
Just about 3 days. I mean, it was like, you know, they had this moment. Can you imagine? The Red Sea parts for you. Pharaoh and his armies get...
They're chasing
you. Yeah.
Get
swallowed. You see this happening. Mm-hmm. You look back and you see this miracle. I mean, you talk about God at work. 3 days, it talks about in Exodus 16. 3 days that the people started complaining. And you know what they were complaining about? We don't have food. Mm-hmm. We don't have water. We're tired.
It was better the way it was before.
They literally said that, George. Yep. At least we would have died with food in our tummies. What kind of statement is that? At least we were slaves, but we had a pot full of food. You know, you're now free. Mm-hmm. And they start complaining. It took them 3 days. Mm-hmm. 3 days. And so I just want you to think about that, man, as we consider, you know, even as we approach this week, to cultivate a heart of gratitude, to really think about, because complaining ingratitude is contagious. And in Exodus 16, it talks about the whole community began complaining against the Lord. Now, I don't think that was a spontaneous, like, moment where everybody all at once decided, oh, this is not working. Moses is not leading us well. I really think it was whispered one person to the next, one family to the next, where it's like, you know this Moses guy?
It's getting momentum.
Yeah, he brought us out here to die. Oh, yeah, you're right. And then the next person and the next person. Before you know it, you got millions of people grumbling and complaining about not having water, not having food, not having the things. And it wasn't, like I said, I don't think it was this spontaneous thing that just arose. It was a contagious thing.
Gradual.
Yeah, yeah, complaints are so contagious.
Yeah.
Ingratitude are so contagious.
The opposite of contempt,
we tend to be, we have a culture that loves to spread complaints. See, think about this. Let's say you have a good experience at a restaurant. You may or may not share that. But I guarantee you, if you have a bad experience at a restaurant, you get poor service, your food was cold or something, I guarantee you, you're going to tell somebody about that. Right?
Taco Tuesday.
If you went and had tacos. They're the greatest tacos on earth, by the way. Altadena, 99 cents, Tuesdays. Go get some fish tacos.
Get seven.
But generally, I have a good experience. George had one bad experience, and he tells me about it every time he sees me.
I lost 12 pounds.
He's never going to go back.
Because you've had diarrhea since Easter's. The point is, ingratitude is contagious. And we as men, especially those of us that are dads, have to be very careful with the way we speak around our kids. Because they're going to absorb the language that we use, right?
That's true.
And so, you know, we have a tendency to spread complaints. Second thing is this. Ingratitude can snowball into other sins. In Romans, it talks about that the people's hearts were darkened because they neither gave thanks nor glorified God. It begins by saying that. And then it goes down the list of all the ways their hearts were darkened. It says, you know, they fall into idolatry. Then they turned their passions and they did things that were immoral. But it starts with they neither gave thanks nor glorified God. And so ingratitude can actually snowball, can actually create a pathway for other sins in your life. And so be careful with that, man. If you cultivate a heart of ingratitude, it's going to be contagious, and it can snowball into other sins. And third, and this is just the truth, is that God is grieved by our complaining. You know, when the conversation between Moses and God takes place, Moses says, your complaints are not against me. They are against God. God hears our complaints, and he's grieved. And just like we as dads, you know, we do our very best. The three of us, I know you guys are good dads. We do our very best to provide for our kids, right? And sure, we're limited. We're humans. We fall short. But we do our best. And you know, I mean, I don't think either one of you or anybody listening to this wants to hear from your kids, well, gee, Dad, you did a horrible job. You didn't provide for me. You didn't do this or that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, of course we fall short. But isn't it a sweet thing when one of your kids can approach you and say, yeah, thanks, Dad. I know you're trying. I know you fall short. And especially as they get older, to say, you know, I love you. I mean, I see the efforts that you're making. Well, in a bigger way, God loves to hear our gratitude. He loves to hear our thankfulness. And he is grieved by our complaints. So four questions for you to consider as you approach Thanksgiving. Number one, who do you make responsible for the gratitude factor in your life? Do you make it on external circumstances? Is it your boss at work? Is it your wife? Is it whatever it is that you know you're looking, what's that next thing? Or do you make yourself responsible for the gratitude factor in your life? I'm suggesting that it should be you. I'm suggesting that gratitude comes from within. It's not on someone or something else. Who do you make responsible for the gratitude factor in your life?
I like that word.
Number two, when should I start practicing gratitude? Well, clearly the answer is now, immediately. Psalms 104, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and his and praise his name. Enter his courts with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Do it now. Do it now. I mean, yes, we get to celebrate as a national holiday on Thursday. And thanks be to God that that's a thing that we do as a regular rhythm of our traditions
that we get to.
Yeah. But make it now. Make it a regular practice in your own life. Number three, what should I be grateful for? Ephesians 5:20 says, always giving thanks to God and the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you know, I'm not saying you're grateful for everything, but you're grateful through everything and in everything. And it's almost even an attitude of defiance to say, yeah, I'm going to have a heart of gratitude. I might have a terrible day. I might have a terrible week. I might have a terrible year. And yet I will be grateful. I will praise the Lord. So what should I be grateful for? I give thanks to God in and through everything. And the last thing is, well, what do I do when I'm disappointed? Of course, there are going to be days in my life where I am disappointed. Habakkuk 3:17 and 18 says, though the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no fruit, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior. And I think, you know, the beauty of God, the God that we serve, is that he's okay with us bringing him our real emotions, our disappointments. Bring those to him. Instead of complaining to others, bring your emotions before the Lord and say, Lord,
it's not like he doesn't know.
Yeah. I had a bad day. And then let your heart of gratitude be birthed out of there. Keep a journal. Keep a record of the ways God has met you, of the ways he's answered your prayer, of the way he's been faithful to you. And it's so helpful to go back and review those things. And just take a moment this week to cultivate a heart of gratitude. Anything you want to add to that, guys?
That's good, Marvin. That's really good. Thanks for the reminder. And I guess as I was listening, there's kind of two things I was thinking. Is one is, it's another word for saying is contentment, right? You have to learn contentment, living a life of contentment, regardless of your circumstances, not always wishing for something different, but being joyful in the moment. And then the other thing is that I, you know, picked up years ago, but that I try to live now, is make your life more about stories and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that's
You've talked about that on this podcast before, and I think that's such a great reminder for us to make it about the stories.
Am I making memories, not by the stuff that I'm buying, but by the people I'm sharing, you know, life with?
And stuff. So Robert has great stories to share of world-class vacations that he took this year. And, five-star sponge baths.
You know what really just got reminded of is just being grateful of the internal, intangible stuff. Because just like your example of the Israelites, they were so focused on the external, right? What are we lacking? They forget that they have this connection. They were a chosen people of God, a living God who's freed them, who is for them, who communes with them, who fights for them. They forgot that. Mm-hmm. They just focus on, okay, what are we lacking now? What do we have in front of us? What do I, you know, all of this stuff. So, you know, it's easy for us to say, well, this is what I lack. This is what I don't have. We forget that we're chosen people. There is a God that's given us a hope of salvation, of eternity. And no matter what we have here in this earth, it's all temporal. You could have a great ride here. You could have a really horrible ride here. But thank God it's still temporal.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, the God who saves us promises a bright future for us, right? So I tell my kids all the time, don't be be thankful for the stuff that you have, but be thankful for the salvation that you have in Jesus.
It's a good word, Robert.
Because that is ultimately, at the end of the day, I mean, you look around you, the world is spinning crazy, right? You don't know what's going to happen, but the only thing that we can hang on to is the fact that the Lord has given us the perfect gift of salvation. And if you have that and you're thankful for that all the time, the external stuff seems to be a little less and they fade away.
Yeah. Well, guys, listen, I'm going to encourage you all to take ownership of your tables this coming Thanksgiving and make that be contagious. Make that be the centerpiece of your tables as you commune with your families and share in your wonderful meals. God bless you and have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. And we will see you soon.
Merry Christmas.
Well,
we'll have one
more episode before Christmas. Yeah.
We got a special guest, the leader of something else, right?
The leader of something else will be coming to share in Christmas with us. And don't forget to watch some World Cup games. The U.S. plays on November 21st.
Go USA.
You're going to watch it, right?
Yes, go Qatar.
Yeah, go Qatar. Come on. All right, guys. Have a great one. See you later.